Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Brandt's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 19 years he's been hanging out with us. President, CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz. I encourage you to go there and check out all the things that he has to say and all the things that they do. Bill is an international business problem solver and also a political expert on many levels. Bill, let's talk about China. You were just in China. It's hard for even the more you learn about China, the more confusing, the more things you learn that are confusing and troubling about China. I mean, they just had a major political paradigm shift, maybe a reshifting, I should say, shifting back to an old paradigm, when the president now in his second term is basically become president for life, right?
There's a Chinese Party Congress going on right now, at which President Xi will submit, if you will, a change to the Constitution that will allow him to serve an open-ended term. It's not president for life per se. He's not that stupid.
But he is that powerful.
Well, the way that the Politburo reacted after Mao left and what happened was much like the Soviet Union reacted after Stalin. They put in term limits.
Right.
And say what you will about the Chinese leaders, they all served their terms, and then
right.
in a collective leadership, they turned it over. And leadership turnover was predictable. You knew who they were grooming, and you could do business in China. This is the first sign, perhaps, that the Chinese are struggling with the issue that we've all thought in the West would be the one they would deal with eventually, and that is rising fortunes, rising incomes would fuel democratic pressure.
The middle class.
This runs contrary to that and is not a sign of good health for the future
right.
of the westernization of China. And I suspect results in a more aggressive China in the near next decade.
Do you think the new Congress will agree and give him that power?
The new Congress is a rubber stamp. The moment he announced that he wanted it, he had it.
Because he'd already purged a bunch of his opponents, hadn't he?
Yes. Through his anti-corruption campaign,
so-called
he has intimidated or removed most of his opponents.
Yeah, yeah. So now we've got a country where we needed to have more transparency from. We're probably going to get less transparency from.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to get less transparency. We're probably going to get, in fact, I think, there's always been a transparency issue, I will agree with you, but it's pretty clear what they're up to and what they plan to do, and they are making, they are not making much in the way of pussyfooting about what they intend to
right.
do, both with their military moves and their economic moves. So,
as you and I were discussing
in earlier radio shows, that everybody is proclaiming this to be the century of China. They're going to do what they can to make sure that happens.
Yeah, what kind of leadership from America is it going to take to forestall that?
Well, at the risk of sounding partisan, and I mean this for both parties, far better than what we've had recently.
Yeah, in the last decade or two, right? I mean, you're not just talking about Mr. Trump, are you?
I go back all the way to the first George Bush. There has been this idea that somehow if we patted China on the back and showed them the value of our Western ways, and that if their incomes rose and their fortunes improved, they would become a liberal democracy. Nothing could be farther from the truth. If that was the case, Turkey would be a liberal democracy today,
right, exactly.
rather than having Erdogan being authoritarian. It doesn't work that way.
It's not working that way.
So we've got a huge problem facing us, and so the response isn't tariffs to blend into the first
right.
one. The response is to strengthen ourselves and strengthen our industries. When I'm, talking about the future, I have a hard time connecting the fact that there are firms right now trying to print a live heart in 3D printing for
right.
There are. There's a brave new world coming here
mm-hmm.
that isn't cornered by the Chinese or by the Maquiladoras in Mexico or by La Porte of South Bend, Indiana. The world is changing at a clip where the resources you and I talked about in the first segment, water, oil, and educated personnel, will mean a lot more than will be the sheer breadth and size of someone's economy.
Isn't one of the best things that we can hope for with China is that they have enough of their own internal problems that they could actually wind up neutralizing themselves with their environment, with their middle class, with their demographic issues, their immature monetary system, their banking system. They've got a lot of problems over there, don't they?
Let me offer you a counter-prediction on that. Max Weber, the famous German philosopher, once pointed out that when there is internal dissension, the creation of an external threat gets cohesion going. One thing that we shouldn't sell short is Chinese nationalism.
Yeah.
And as if there is turmoil in China, watch for the leadership to take a stronger position on Taiwan.
And get more aggressive.
On the South China Sea, on the Philippines.
North Korea.
What they will try and do is find cohesion by finding external threats.
Well, that's the Russian. That's also Putin's model, isn't it?
It's worked. You know, it was Hitler's model. Everybody. It's we. You know, it's us versus them. And that's what I fear is going to come out of this.
Yeah.
Especially as we try and figure out
over the next 5 years. Do you see more trouble or more? What do you see in terms of equilibrium, above or below equilibrium with China?
More trouble.
Yeah.
All of those issues with the ring of islands that we have boxed China in, where they, to get them, and they were never an open sea power.
Right.
They had to get past Taiwan. They had to get past Okinawa. They're now moving to put us, remember in the old days when they would threaten Taiwan, we would send the fleet between and in the Formosa Straits. We can't do that anymore. They're too vulnerable.
Yeah.
They have pushed us back already.
Yeah, we can't push them into the corner. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about North Korea. Another hot spot after the break.
No matter what the people
say. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.